刚才圣餐的时候，杨长老呢，给我们念了一段圣经里面比较难懂的一段经文。我刚信主的时候，第一次读这段经文呢，感觉到很难懂。
Unless you eat my meat, my muscle, and unless you drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me.
他说：“若你不吃我的肉，不喝我的血，你和我就没有什么关系。”
You know, and we've learned that the bread, the flesh, the blood, the wine—it's just a symbol for the cross.
我们当然学到说，耶稣的他的肉还有他的血呢，这些都是象征。他在十字架上象征他在十字架上为我们流血做的牺牲。
Am I not on?
Yours is not on.
Is this on? Is that?
Oh, no, it's on.
It looks like it's on.
Yeah, it's on. Yeah.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, I must be hard to understand. But I remember reading that and it just making no sense to me.
所以第一次读呢，感觉到一点都不懂。
You know, and if you keep reading that passage, what happens is that a lot of people that hear it are confused.
如果你继续读下去呢，发现当时听耶稣这样讲的人呢，他们也没有听懂这个话的意思。
You know, they said, this is a hard saying, who can understand?
他说这个教训太难了，谁能听得进去呢？
And then what happens is most of them all leave Jesus.
接着大多数的人呢离开了耶稣，不再跟随他。
But Jesus is happy with that.
但是呢，耶稣基督觉得那样也挺好。
Why?
为什么是这个样子？
Jesus, he wanted disciples that focused everything on his death on the cross and resurrection.
耶稣基督的目的是要他跟随他这些门徒把眼睛定睛在他在十字架上为我们所流血受的这个死亡。
But I want to ask you, especially if you've been a Christian for a long time, do you remember before you became a Christian or when you became a Christian coming to church?
如果你刚信主不久的话呢，你可以请你回忆一下你刚信之后，刚来教会一段时间，这个时候的情况。
And hearing things that were hard to understand.
你听到一些经文，可能觉得很难能够明白它的意思。
Do you remember that?
你是不是还记得有过这样的经历
？I do.
我本人曾经有过这类的经历。
I remember reading the Bible and I don't understand these words.
我虽然在读圣经，但是呢，他说的话却是看不懂他的意思是什么。
Do you remember that?
你还记得这样的经历吗
？And then I would go to church and people would use words that I'd never heard before.
那我刚去教会不久的时候呢，听人讲道，听人讲话，他们说话当中用的一些词汇和术语呢，
<But S 2>
我之前从来没有听说过。
And I remember feeling dumb.
我当时觉得自己真笨，这他们讲话怎么就听不懂？
You know, it's like all these people were really smart up here, but I was down here.
教会那些人看都很聪明，我呢，确实看起来挺傻的。
And fortunately, I had a friend who was not in our church that helped me.
那所幸的就是呢，我还有一位朋友，他当时没有去我那个教会，所以呢，他在圣经的理解上给我一些帮助。
And this was important because in my church, they did not focus on Jesus. They did not focus on the cross. They always talked about other stuff.
因为在我去的那个教会，他们没有定睛在耶稣和他的十字架上面，反而呢，谈论其他很多其他的话题。
And because they always talked about all these other things and didn't talk about Jesus' death and resurrection on the cross, it was hard to make sense.
因为他们谈论的焦点重点。不是耶稣基督在十字架上受死第三天复活这个主题反而是其他的东西所以在我来说听起来不容易懂、
But I had two men one his name was Fred and another his name was Ed and they helped me understand they helped speak in a very simple way so I could understand who Jesus was and why he died on the cross、
两个朋友 Fred 还有 Ed 对我帮助很大，他就帮助我理解耶稣是谁，是什么人，然后他为什么上了十字架为我而死。
And in my church, they just assumed everybody understood the cross.
因为我去那个教会呢，他们就臆测所有来教会的人肯定都已经懂了，明白了耶稣十字架的意义。
They just assumed everybody that came to church knew who Jesus was.
他们的猜测就是，只要是你来教会，你肯定就已经认识耶稣基督是谁了。
So they talked about this kind of high spirituality.
所以他们谈论的都是那些很高层面的那些属灵的道理。
And then you come to church and you don't understand.
你来教会呢，你反而听不太懂。
Here, today we begin the new theme of the year, loving the world.
那今天我们就开始今年我们教会的一个新的主题，叫做爱世人。
You know, we have what we call the four L's.
这里面有四个那个 L 的字母。
And the first L and the fourth L are similar.
有一些相似的地方。
And that is the first one says that we are to be liberated from the world, set free from the world.
我们教会这几年的主题呢都所以第一个是第一个也是 L 开头的，就是 liberate， 意思就是说从世俗的捆绑当中得到自由。
And the fourth one says that we're to love the world.
那我们第四个也就是今年了，今年的这个新的主题是说爱世人。
But I remember when I was a brand new Christian being really confused by the word the world.
我刚信主的时候看到这个词，这个世人或者说世界，我感到很迷惑不解。
You know, I remember reading, God so loved the world, he gave his son, he sent his son.
我读过神爱世人，把他的独生爱子赐给他们，差派给他们。
And then Jesus saying, "As the Father sent me into the world, I send you into the world."
那耶稣自己也说，就像是父差派我到世上，我也同样差遣你们到世人中去。
Why? Because God loves the world.
原因就是神爱这个世人。
And then you go to another place in John, and he says.Do not love the world. If you love the world, the love of God is not in you.
可是你如果记住约翰福音里面就有一段说不要爱这个世界和其中的那些东西，如果你爱这个世界的话呢，爱天父的心就不在你的里面了。
And fortunately, I had people that were able to speak in very clear, simple terms and help me to understand that.What they meant and who Jesus was.
感谢神，当时有人帮助我用这个浅明易懂的这个话语，帮我了解这个世界和世人的意思代表的是什么。
And so, what I want to do today is something very specific.
今天呢，我想也讲一件这个很具体的一个事情。
Is explain the difference between being liberated from the world and loving the world.
就是讲一下前几年我们的一个主题从世俗的价值观当中得自由里面那个世俗和今天所讲的这个世人这两个英文词都是一个字都是这个 world 但这两个概念之间的区别还在哪里
And show how when Jesus spoke to the Samaritan woman at the well he was liberated from the worldly values but then loved her as a person in the world
主耶稣在和撒玛利亚这个妇人对话的那个地方呢，就表现出他是怎样从这个世俗的价值观里面得到自由，但同时呢，耶稣基督又能够爱这个世界上的人。
And also to help us to understand that we need to speak to non-Christians and new Christians in a very simple way that is focused.On the cross of Jesus Christ.
那我们在和一些没有信主的慕道友和或者说刚信主不久的基督徒讲话的时候呢，我们需要用很简单易懂的话语，把这个讲话的重点集中在耶稣基督他是谁，还有他在十字架上的这个大功。
Okay, so let's start with the woman at the well.
所以我们首先看一下这个撒玛利亚妇人。
And I think we know the story. It's from John.
那这一段经文是在约翰福音第四章里面。
Did you hear what I said?
有没有听到我刚才说这个？
You know, I said, I think we all know the story.
他说我刚才说，我猜在座的人都已经明白、熟悉这个故事。
You know, that assumes everybody that comes here already knows.
我又在做一个这种预测哈，只要是来教会的人，肯定都懂这个。
You know, so you can already see, I'm not thinking about the people who are not Christians or who knew Christians.
所以你看，我在这里讲话的时候都没有想到这些还没有信主、对圣经不熟悉或是刚信不久的人。
Let's look at the woman.
好不好？我们先看一下这个撒玛利亚这个妇人。
Now let's stand and we'll read first English, Chinese, then English and Chinese.
那我们一起起立，好不好？我们一起起立，先读一下英文，之后我们用中文来读。
And notice she's a woman.
首先呢，看清楚这是一个妇人。
She's a Samaritan.
而且是个撒玛利亚族的人。
She comes at noon.
她大约是在中午的时候来井边打水。
She has sin.
她有这个人是个有罪的人。
And her sin actually is connected to her poverty.
而且她这个罪呢，和她本人所处的这种贫困的生活的环境也是有关系。
And because of her sin and her poverty, she has a lot of pain.
因为她有罪，而且贫穷，所以心中有很多的痛苦悲伤。
But because Jesus loves the world, he loves her.
但耶稣爱世人，所以耶稣的心里对他也是充满了爱。
Okay, so let's begin with English. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it you ask for a drink from me, the Samaritan?" 有一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
请你给我水喝。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么会向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”
Jesus said, "You are right in saying, 'I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one you have is not your husband.'"
耶稣说：“你说没有丈夫是很错的。”你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫。
Let me pray.
我们一起来祷告。
God, I do pray that your Holy Spirit will be here and you will help us to be focused on Jesus and the cross.
上帝，我们祈求你的圣灵在这里与我们同在，在我们当中运行，使我们的心怀意念能够集中在你爱子耶稣基督和他的十字架的上面。
And even though the cross is foolishness to the world,
在世人当中，虽然认为十字架是愚昧，
let us put our hope in it.
但是我们让我们把我们所有的希望啊寄托在这个十字架的上面。
And not be ashamed of the gospel.
让我们不因为福音而感到羞耻。
In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
奉耶稣的名求，阿门。
You may sit down.
请坐。
Okay. So for the last 4 years, we have had four themes of the year.
过去四年，每年我们教会都有一个主题。
And we call these the four L's.
那这四个主题英文里面就是四个那个 L 字母开头。
And what you'll notice is each L or each theme starts with L in English.
英文里面呢，每一个主题的开头这个字母都是那个 L.
So the first one, 2014, Liberty from the World.
14年那个叫做脱离世界捆绑。
And notice in English, it actually uses the word world.
那个英文那个意思，它用那个词是 the world.
And in Chinese, it uses the word 世界。
世界。Okay. 中文是世界。
Okay. Now, and then the next year was living as one.
下一年2015年呢，叫做活出合一身量。
In which we talk about.Having unity within the family of God and loving each other.
我们谈到的是神的子民当中，神的家庭里面这个合一和相互的爱心。
And then in 2016, last year was learning together.
去年也是2016年啊，主题是主里共同成长。
So studying God's word together and then helping each other apply it.
一起来学习主的话语，一起来探索主的话语在生活中如何运用。
And then now we come back to the world.
那今年2017年呢，我们又回到这个词叫做 world 上面。
Love the world.
今年讲的是关爱。
And I actually think what happens is there's a logic to this.
所以这个四个主题呢当中是有逻辑关联的。
You know, you leave the worldly values.
首先呢从世界的捆绑当中脱离得自由。
And then as we leave worldly values, as a church family, we love each other and we learn God's word together.
脱离了世界的捆绑之后呢神的子民和的家庭就能够活出在主里面的这种合一。
And then as we learn to love and as we learn God's word, we get sent back out into the world.
随着我们一起来在主里面学习神的话语一起成长这个时候呢神就能够差派我们进入到世人当中去。
Okay, so in English it actually says love the world.
在这个英文这个词只是讲说是 loving the world
you know, God so loved the world
意思就是讲神爱的是整个世界的人、
but in Chinese I think isn't that 关爱邻住万邦
关爱邻舍万邦
邻舍 is the world
it means neighbor
neighbor I knew that
万邦 all nations
so it's like 邻居
邻居对、
oh okay excellent But you know, I'm going to tell you something. In Greek, it is not neighbor. In Greek.
In world.
Yeah.
就是这个world 这个词，这个希腊文的原文这个词的意思呢，不是说世界这个意思。
In Greek, when these ideas are described in the Bible, liberation from the world, being set free from the world, and loving the world,Use the same word, cosmos.
因为新约的希腊文的原词呢，这个词这个 world 就是世界呢，实际上指的是，怎么讲这个宇宙，宇宙的意思。
And so as a brand new Christian, it was really confusing me because it said, "Do not love the world, God loved the world."
你刚信主不久，你可能感到很疑惑，一边说着是不要爱这个世界，同时又要说你要爱世人。
You know, God, what do you mean?
什么意思就得
You know, and as a new Christian, it was like that all the time. I didn't understand anything.
所以我刚信主的时候呢，这个很难能够理解这背后的意思是什么。
And then you go to church, and then people are all using all these words you don't know.
教会里面听人家谈论，他们用的这些词汇呢，也是你不太明白的。
I mean, it's hard enough that the Bible has all these words you don't know, but then everybody at church is using all these words you don't know.
光是圣经里面有这些难懂的，而且别人讲话也听不太懂。
And then when you go to church, there's a word that's in the Bible, a word that people use, but it seems that it has a different meaning with them.
虽然圣经里面有这个词，但是好像它这个词的意思呢，和我们通常理解这个意思不太相同。
And then you go to a Bible study. Oh, I hated that.
去查经的时候更麻烦。
No, I loved it, but...It was embarrassing.
那我感觉到特别的难为情在那里面。
You know, you go to a Bible study.
所以你去我们来查一卷圣经。
Okay, and then the Bible study leader says, turn to this passage, turn to that passage, turn to this passage.
那这个带查经的那个人呢说，我们来翻到这段经文，那一段经文。
You know, and everybody's going, they all know where to go, but I don't even know, you know, Old Testament, New Testament, that's all I know.
其他的人都知道去哪儿翻。我当时仅仅知道说圣经有两部书，一个是旧约，一个是新约，其他都不知道。
Remember that?
你自己曾是否有过这样的经历
maybe you were all smarter than I was, but I was pretty dumb.
你们肯定当时比我这个聪明的多。
And it was just confusing.
所以呢，很困惑啊，不容易理解。
I needed somebody to help me learn what the focus was.
当时呢，需要有一个人，来帮助我知道圣经讲的这个中心的意思是在哪里。
You know, I needed somebody to help me know. Okay, this is the important thing. This is the first thing you need to know.
需要有人告诉我，这个是，第一最关键重要的要点。
But the problem is at church, Because it's the first thing that you need to know. It's the central thing you need to know. People think, oh, well, we all know this. Let's talk about other things.
因为教会来到教会呢，因为你需要知道的这个东西就是最关键、最中心的那个要点。大家都以为人人都已经知道它是什么了，所以大家就觉得说，我们就不用谈这个了，我们谈一谈其他的一些东西。
And so my friends, Ed and Fred, the thing that was great about them is they spoke in very, very simple language, even though they were brilliant and knew the Bible.
我当时两个朋友 Fred 还有 Ed 这两个，特别宝可贵的地方就是，虽然他们是非常优秀、聪明，也非常有很多的圣经知识，但是呢，他们知道说对我说话的时候要用一个非常浅显易懂的这个话语来讲。
And I remember Fred, he went to the first four verses of Romans, and he explained, this is all about Jesus and the cross and his resurrection.
Fred 给我讲罗马书第一章前四节的时候呢，直接就给我讲说这四节讲的这个中心的意思就是讲耶稣基督他的十字架受死还有他的复活。
So, do you know a wagon wheel?
你都知道一个马车那个车轮子那个圆形的车轮子是不是
We don't see them, but do you remember them?
你还记得曾经看过这样的车轮子
You know that wheel that goes around like this, and in the middle is the hub, which is on the axle.
这个轮子呢还有一个这个轮子的外框中心呢有一个轴对不对是个圆形的一个中间那个轴
And then there's all these, we call them spokes.
这个轴和轮子本身之间是用了一个的那个条来这个连起来的。
And what Fred said is, you look at Jesus, who he is, and his death and resurrection, and everything else in the Bible comes out of that.
他对我讲，如果你能够明白耶稣基督是谁，他是神的儿子，然后明白他的死和复活，你就等于是抓住了这个轮子的轴。圣经里面其他的东西都是从这一个中心点出发的。
And he helped me.
那个对我帮助很大。
Otherwise, I actually might have left church.
如果是当时没有那个朋友来帮助我了，我想可能后来我有可能会离开教会。
And I think he also helped me understand the differences between leaving the world and loving the world.
他也帮助我明白说怎样能够脱离这个世界，同时呢，又要去爱这个世人，这两个概念之间的一个区别。
You know, in very simple terms, explain what it means when people would say we are in the world, but we are not of the world.
当时他用很容易明白这个话语告诉我说，我们怎样是又在世界的里面，但却又不属于这个世界。
So, when we leave the world.
脱离世界之后呢
？When we are liberated from the world，
从世界从这个世俗当中得到自由之后
，the world there has a different meaning than love the world。
啊，那个地方讲那个世界或者就是世俗的意思，和我们所说的爱世人这个世人呢是不相同的。
When John uses the word the world， sometimes he means。All society and all cultures, ideas and values that are against God.
约翰用这个词“世界”，有的时候他的意思是指这个社会文化，他们所包含的那种思维方式还有价值观念。
And the other time he uses the word "the world."
在另外一些地方，他用同样这一个字，就是 "world" 的时候呢，他的意思。
What he means is he wants the Jewish followers of Jesus to understand he is the Messiah not only for the Jews, but for everybody in the world, for the whole world.
他那个地方的意思就是要让这些犹太人但是又信了基督就是犹太基督徒们要明白一个事情就是说耶稣基督来到这个世上呢他来的这个对象不光光是犹太人他同时包括世界上所有万邦的人。
So what did it mean to be liberated, to have liberty from the world?
所以从世俗当中得自由的意思。
You know, that liberty, sort of like You're a prisoner in prison and you're set free.
啊，这个自由那个含义呢，有含有一种意思，就好像说，如果你是一个被关在监牢里，现在突然得了释放，这个是一种自由。
You know, so the world is like a jail cell.
世界就好像是一个监牢一样。
Or we're slave and we are liberated or set free from the master who owns us.
另外一种理方法可以来理解这个词呢，就是说，如果说我们是奴隶。受人的这个奴役的话，这个时候如果有人来把我们买出去，还给了我们人生的自由。
It's as though God is setting us free from an evil master who controls everything.
就好像是神来了这个世界上，把我们从这个邪恶的这种一个奴隶主的手掌之中、掌控之中呢，把我们给救了出来。
Okay, so if you go to 1 John, remember it's the same guy that wrote this, 1 John.
那约翰一书里面，大家还记得还曾经这样讲
：Do not love the world。
他说不要爱世界。
You know, God loved the world, but do not love the world。
神虽然爱这个世界，但是你们不要爱世界。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father, the love of God, isn't in him。
而且约翰还这样说：如果人爱这个世界，那么爱天父的心呢，就不在他里面。
Isn't that interesting? If you love the world or the things of the world, you don't love God.
是不是很有意思？他说，如果你爱这个世界和世界上其中的那些东西，那么你就不爱，你就没有对神的那个爱就没有了。
And then, right before Jesus was arrested, when he prayed in John 17, he talks about the world.
约翰福音十七章，耶稣被捕之前呢，在他的祷告里面，耶稣基督也谈到过这个世界。
So Jesus is praying to God right before he's arrested.
当时呢，就要快要被逮捕了。这个基督在那里祷告。
And he's praying for the disciples.
他为自己的这些门徒们祷告。
And so what does he say in his prayer? They, my disciples, are not of the world, just like I am not of the world.
他在这个祷告里面说是他的门徒不属于这个世界，就好像是他自己也不属于这个世界一样。
So you can see.Jesus is very serious about being set free from the world.
所以主耶稣自己呢，他在这个事情是很严肃的，很明确的，就是我们必须要从这个世界世俗当中得这个不能被他给捆绑。
Which means it's very important for us to know what the world is.
那这样的话，要来了解这个世界的这个词的含义就非常的重要。
Or the things of the world.
啊，也同样也需要了解这个世界上的这些东西指的是哪些东西。
You know, the things of the world.
就是世界上的这些东西。
Does it mean my nice clothes?
是不是我这个身上穿的一些好看的衣服呢？
Does it mean my beautiful face?
是不是我看我这么一个这么俊美的面孔？
You know, how do you say 打扮？
打扮，打扮。
打扮的时候。
是不是打扮的时候？
You know, is a woman when she's getting dressed up, is that part of the things of the world?
如果一个姐妹在这个打扮的时候，对不对？那个东西，他做那个事，是不是就是这个世界上的东西呢
？You know that nice car is that the thing of the world？
如果你开的是个很好的一个车，那也是那个是不是就是世界上的东西呢
？There's a lot of things in the world。
因为一谈世界上的东西，这个含义很广泛，很多东西。
Whatever they are, we really need to take them seriously. Look, Jesus said, "Now is judgment of the world." He's saying the world is being judged.
约翰福音十二章，耶稣说：“他说现在这个世界受了审判。”
And then he actually goes on and he says, "The ruler of the world," and he means Satan, the ruler of the world.
他又说这个世界的王，也就是撒旦，他说要被赶出去。
Now he is being cast out.
他说现在就要被赶出去。
You know, but actually, what happens is the judgment of the world and the casting out of Satan is in two phases: when he died on the cross, and then when he comes back on the day of judgment.
那神审判撒旦有两个阶段，第一个阶段就是主在十字架上受死，对撒旦是一个审判；第二个阶段是主再来，是第二次的审判。
But what is clear here is whatever it means to be in the world and of the world is under God's judgment and will be judged, and is under the rule of Satan, the enemy of God.
从这两节呢，我们清楚的可以看见说。这个世界还有属于世界的这些东西呢， 主是要审判的，而且已经审判他了。
So I think it's really important to understand what the world is.
所以要明白这个词非常重要。
What is the world?
什么叫做圣经里面所讲的这个世界是什么？
The globe?
是不是这个地球？
The land?
还是说这个地下这个土地或者是陆地？
You know, if you go to back to 1 John, John actually defines what the world is.
约翰呢，在约翰一书里面，他实际上给这个词“世界”这个词呢下了一个定义。
And so the world is everything in society, everything in every culture, in all of history that is opposed to God.
指的是古往今来所有的社会、所有的文化里面，他们所包含那些与神的道理相敌对的那些价值观念。
But what we learn is the world is not out there, the world is in here.
我们就会意识到说，他说这个世界的时候，指的并不是说我们身体外面这些物质感官世界，而是指的是我们内心当中的那些思维方式还有价值观。
You know, we have worldly values inside of our heart.
我们心里面有很多这种世俗来的价值观。
And then everybody else around us also have worldly values in their heart.
周边所有的人心中都有同样的世俗观念。
And then cultures and society, they sort of come together and agree.That these are the things that are really important to them, but they're in opposition to God.
这些人类社会、人类文化呢，他们有一点上是非常相同的，就是说他们这些价值观念是和神的相互敌对。
But God's word tells us, don't worry about them at first. Worry about your own heart. Worry about the world inside of you.
但神说，你不用先管外面这个世俗世界在重视什么东西。首先要重视我们内心当中的这些价值观念。
And the world actually is three things.
所以这个世界呢，这里面有提到三点。
It says the desires of the flesh.
那
go ahead.
第一点就是个约翰一书二章十六节，说是肉体的情欲。
You know, we can say that that's our body's lust.
可以说是我们这个肉体它的那种贪欲。
And I think it's not only sexual lust, but all of other kinds of lust.
不光指的是性方面的这种性欲，还指很多对其他东西的这种贪婪的欲望。
And the world is not only lust of the flesh, but it actually says it's the desires of the eye.
不光是肉体的情欲，第二个还说是眼目的情欲。
And I think that this is actually greed. It's to covet things.
这个我想指的是人的一种贪婪的心，要独占贪婪某样东西，这样的一种心思意念。
So you have lust and greed.
所以有情欲肉体的情欲，还有眼目的情欲。
And then the third thing, oh, we don't even know about this, pride.
第三点呢，可能更难明白，就是他说是今生的骄傲。
Pride of life.
今生的就是今天这个生命，你活这种生命当中这些追求的这种虚荣和骄傲。
And you know all those things out there,
这些外面物质世界的那些东西。
You know that fancy car,
豪车。
That great big house,
还是什么豪宅大房子。
You know that great job,
薪水很高的那份工作。
You know.Those things are not the world until they are together with our lust and our pride.
如果那些东西成为我们情欲和贪欲的对象之后呢，它就变成了这里所讲的那个世界。
When we covet these things and are greedy for them, that's when they become worldly.
如果我们贪心的来追求它们这些东西就会成为我们的这个世界。
We all know about lust.
讲到这个第一个这种贪欲或者是私欲，我们每个人都明白它的意思。
You know, Christians always agree this is sin.
所有的基督徒都知道这是罪。
But there's kind of a problem in that when it comes to greed and it comes to pride, we sort of don't look at those things.
可是呢，我们常常在这个情欲、私欲和骄傲这几点上，我们没有去真正的面对它。
They're really important.
但是非常的重要。
Where do these three things come from? The lust, the greed, the pride.
这三样东西，肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲，它的来源是什么？
You know, John, when he's writing this verse, he actually is using the book of Genesis.
这里呢，约翰在写这段经文的时候，他同时是又指向了这个旧约的创世纪里面的那个含义。
He's got Genesis 3 open in front of him.
写的时候有当时创世纪三章在他面前。
And he's writing what is in Genesis 3:6.
他在约翰一书里面用的这个词呢，直接就是从创世纪那里来的同样的一个词汇。
Eve.
夏娃。
And that silent little weak husband of hers, Adam.
还有他旁边那个非常软弱而且不怎么讲话的他那个丈夫，就是这个亚当。
Oh, Chinese is so much better than the English here.
就是这个中文的好像翻译比英文的更显得更强烈明显一些。
Because in English, when Satan is talking to Eve, he says you, 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 and we think it's just one person.
因为这个英文里面那个魔鬼就是那个蛇对夏娃讲话的时候他用那个词是 you 所以英文读者很容易就认为他只是在给夏娃一个人在讲话
But you know the Chinese is more like the Hebrew The Chinese says 你们
中文的翻译呢比较符合那个希伯来原文他用的这词是个复数叫做你指的是你们指的是他还有亚当两个人
So there's Eve talking with SatanAnd little Adam is silently sitting back there doing whatever Eve tells him to do.
虽然是看起来很夏娃一个人在跟那个蛇在对话，实际上她那个丈夫呢，亚当就在旁边，没有说反对，也没有抵抗。夏娃让他做什么，他就去做了。
What happens?
后果。
So it says that the woman she looked at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以你看这里三章六节，他说那个女人呢。见就是看见那棵树的这个果子。
And she sees that the tree of good and evil, the evil, is three things.
这里说的是这个夏娃看到这个树，也就是这个善恶，能够分辨善恶这个树。这里面那个恶呢，指的就是约翰一书这讲的这个三个东西。
It's good for food, which is lust. That's what John meant when he said desires of the flesh.
所以你看他第一个看到的地就是这个果子呢好做食物相对应的就是约翰讲的这个肉体的情欲
It's a delight to the eyes
然后他又说是悦人的眼目
Just like John wrote It's the desires of the eyes The greedy eye
那悦的喜悦的就是他那种贪婪的那个眼目他那个双眼
And it'sDesirable, it's good that will make you wise, make you smarter than other people.
而且还说那个果子能使人有智慧，也就是说能够让你觉得很聪明，很有智慧。
And that's the pride.
也就是对应的是今生的骄傲。
So when we read what it means to be liberated from the world, this is where we need to look. These two verses.
所以谈到从世俗当中得释放呢，我们需要来明白这一段经文的背景。
It's never a thing out there.
从来说这个世界呢，不是指的是外面这个物质的世界。
It's the lust, the greed, and the pride that's in our own heart.
而是指我们内心深处的那种情欲、私欲和骄傲。
Now, it's really important that we become free from those things before we love the world.
所以呢，我们首先要从这三样东西当中得到自由释放，之后我们才会有能力，才会去爱这个世人。
Why?
原因是什么?
You know, if we go out and we're trying to talk about God with people,
如果说我们就出去到这个人群当中给向他们谈神怎样爱这个世人,
and we're talking to people,
我们在那里给人家在讲话,
but in our heart is lust,
但是我们同时心里面若充满了各种各样的贪欲,
we can use people.
这个时候呢,我们就会使用别人。
And if we have greed in our hearts, what people see is that we're cheating people.
如果我们心里面是一个贪婪的心， 你实际上在给别人讲神的时候呢，你是在欺骗他。
And if there's pride in our heart, and we're going out, we're talking about God.
心中装满了骄傲，嘴上讲的是神。
It looks like we're treating people with contempt.
实际上你是在对待别人的时候，这个态度是一种憎恨他们的一种态度。
So I think that's why the liberty from the world comes before loving the world.
所以爱世人之前呢，首先要从世俗这个价值观里面得到自由和释放。
Liberty from the world, and then we love the world.
被从这个世俗当中释放之后，才有能力去爱这个世人。
We love the world like God loved the world.
因为神首先爱了世人，所以我们才能够去爱世界。
And here, the world actually doesn't mean the sinful things that are inside of us. The world is all the people in the world.
那如果讲到说爱世人，这个世人这个词呢，这里就不是在指我们的情欲、我们的骄傲，而是指呢世界上所有的人。
You know, and what we forget is that in the first few generations, most Christians were Jewish.
我们常常会忽略一个事情，就是在在这个教会的初期，信耶稣的这些基督徒，前几代的基督徒，大部分都是犹太人。
And they actually wanted Gentiles to become Jewish before they become Christians, which was a heresy.
他们当时呢，就是说，如果是外邦人，就是非犹太人，要想信耶稣，必须首先在文化上成为犹太人，然后才可以信耶稣。这实际上当时是一个异端。
When John's writing, he's actually trying to help them understand Jesus came originally not for Jews, but for everybody in the whole world.
约翰写这本书的目的呢，就是帮助他们理解说，耶稣来了，不是光光为犹太人而来拯救他们，而是要拯救世界上所有民族、所有这个族群的人。
But he comes with a purpose.
他来了，耶稣来是有一个目的。
You know, it says God so loved the world.
他说神是如此的爱世人。
And there's a purpose.
有目的的。
This is our message.
这也是我们要传的信息。
The focus of our lives.
也是我们生命的这个焦点。
He gave his son to die on the cross.
他说将他的独生子赐给他们上十字架。
Simple so that people can believe in him, not perish in judgment, but be saved and have eternal life.
目的为的就是叫信他那些人不至于灭亡，反而能够得到永生。
God loves the world, he gave his son to die on the cross, but he goes on to say God loved the world and he sent his son.
神爱这个世人，把他的独生子赐给他们，接着又说神差他的儿子降世，为了叫世人因他能够得救。
He sent Jesus for the purpose that people can be saved.
神差他的儿子的，他的心意和目的是为了要救世界上的人。
And sometimes we forget this.
我们很容易就会忘记这一点。
You know, we forget that people around us are perishing and going to hell.
我们就会常常忘记说我们身边遇到的这些人，他们实际上是在走向那个地狱，走向死亡。
And we'll spend eternity without God in hell.
而且他如果是去了地狱的话呢，在他永远不能够见到神和神在一起。
So the message that God gives us actually is very, very urgent.
神讲这个话，这个信息呢，实际上非常急迫的一个信息。
And I hope that as we enter this year of loving the world, that sense of urgency is with us.
我想今年我们谈到说爱这个世人的时候呢，这样一种急迫感，我想我们要始终在我们心中有这种急迫的感。
And notice God loves, and so He sends.
因为在这里讲说神爱世人，所以差派他的儿子。
Now, gosh, I probably shouldn't do this. In English, send, it doesn't kind of really mean anything, but notice what it says in Chinese.
因为这个英文这个词 send, 它的意思就没有像中文这个差更加的明显。
差遣。
差遣。
Sent with a purpose?
就是你参加的时候是不是有个目的，有个任务，对不对？
I mean, there's a real purpose to this,
它有一个使命在那里。
出差 ，sent on a business trip。
啊，对，出差就是。
Is that right？
中文的出差嘛，就是你出门是有一个目的。
You go out and you have something to do. It's really important. You're sent out with a purpose.
出去不是没有目的，而是有一个很重要的一个使命，还有一个任务。
Sent with a purpose.
就是说，为了某一个具体的一个任务而被差遣。
Now, I don't know. Pie.
Pie.
Pie is also sent.
Pie 也是。Commission.
Commission. Who pies who?
如果是这个派长的派，肯定会是有一个人派另外一个人，对不对
？Would a king pie an ambassador？
比方说，一个国王，他肯定是要派一个大使。
I don't know. Does he? Yeah. And you go with a message.
你这个大使去到某一个地方，你肯定是有你的一个任务，还有一个某一个信息。
Now, the Greek word there is apostolo.
它那个希腊文的原词呢，它那个是讲这个 apostolo， 讲一个差派的意思。
What word do we get from it?
Apostle， 就这个 apostle， 就是那个使徒。
Apostle. Yeah. The apostles were ones that were just sent with a purpose.
使徒的意思就是那些被委任被差遣出去的那些信徒。
And the apostle was either the representative of somebody really important, or was the ambassador of a king.
被拆出去呢，要不就是他代表拆他那个人，要不他就是拆他那个国家或者是政府的那个大使。
You know, and we're not apostles, but we are apostles.
虽然我们这些在座的人不是新约里面第一代的那个使徒，但同时我们都是被拆派的门徒。
You know, God gives us a message.He sends us into the world, and the message that we give is His message, not our message.
神呢，给我们每一个基督徒都有这样一个信息和福音，之后把我们派到世人当中去，要我们传的这个福音不是我们自己的这个信息，而是从神来的信息。
So God, He loves, He sends His Son, and then His Son sends us with His love.
所以我们看到说，神呢，因为爱世人，他把他的儿子差遣出去。同样的，耶稣基督也是因为爱世人的缘故，今天也在差遣我们到世人当中去。
To love the world, but with His message.
去爱这个世人，但是呢，要把他的一个信息也传给世界。
His message is His love.
他这个信息是什么？也就是他对世人的这种爱心。
And what's the message?
信息的内容是什么？
It's that simple thing that we often forget to talk about.
非常简单，非常的，我们常常却忘记来仔细的来讨论这个事情。
Jesus died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sins.
是为了我们罪的这个代价，他上了十字架为我们死。
Resurrected 3 days later.
三天之后复活。
And then gives us eternal life.
信耶稣的人就得永生。
Sometimes we just forget to talk about it.
这个中心的主题，我们却会常常的忘记。来思考谈论。
But that's what God sends us for.
神派我们到世人当中的这个使命和目的，就是为了把这样一个真理和道理讲明白。
So in that Lord's prayer, right before he gets arrested in John 17.
所以约翰福音十七章耶稣祷告里面说
，Jesus, he prays to God and he says, "As you sent me into the world, I send them out to the world or into the world."
他说你怎样差我到世上，我也照样差他们进入到世界当中，或者是到世上。
And the sending is with a purpose to represent him, apostolo.
差就是为了让我们能够去代表他，向世人世界传他的话。
And then on the day he's resurrected and he comes and he appears to the disciples.
基督复活那一天向门徒们显现的时候。
You know, they're all in a room, the doors are locked.
他们在一个房间里面，门窗都给关着。
He stands right in front of them.
那耶稣呢，就突然站在他们中间。
Just appears.
就突然就出现了。
And the first thing he does is talk about or communicate his resurrection.
那耶稣呢，对他们讲的第一句话就是谈他自己的复活，还有把平安怎样把平安赐给了他们。
See my death and resurrection. He showed them his hands and he showed them his side.
向他看了看他手上的钉痕，那个肋旁的那个枪伤。
And then he sends them out.
接着主呢，耶稣就把他们差到世界中去。
What's the connection?
两者关联在哪里？
The connection is that he wants them to focus with having a message that speaks about Jesus' death and resurrection.
就是说，他要他们出去传的这个信息，就是讲耶稣的死，还有他的复活。
As the Father sent me, so I am sending you with the message of my death on the cross and my resurrection.
神差了耶稣，照样耶稣差了我们，讲的就是耶稣怎样为罪而死之后复活。
And how often we forget to talk about that very simple thing.
这么一个啊简单的这样一个信息，我们却常常的忘记。
Because we all know about it.
可能是因为我们心里面觉得自己已经知道了。
It's the first thing you learn about. We have better things to talk about.
一进教会就明白，就听人家讲这个道理，所以时间久了，我们觉得说老谈这个没有意思，应该谈一些别的新颖的东西。
People become Christians and not even know who Jesus is and what happened on the cross.
有时候人呢，他成了一个基督徒，虽然做了基督徒，却仍然不明白耶稣是什么人，他上十字架死和复活为的是什么，这个后面的真理和目的在哪里。
Remember the wagon wheel?
我们刚才谈到那个轮子。
In the Christian life and in the Bible, there's all these different spokes.
这些车轮子里，这个中间的这个车条呢，是在这个基督啊信仰真理里面有很多很多这样的啊这样的真理。
And each of those spokes, parts of the Bible are very important. All of them, not just one, all of them.
那里面每一根的那个车条，也就是说，圣经教导的全部每一项都是非常重要的。
But in the center is that hub.
Hub, 就是那个轴，那个中心那个轴，最关键、最中心的那一部分。
And every spoke is connected to the hub in the middle.
每一项真理，就是就像是每一个那个车条一样，都和中间的这一个。轮轴呢是紧紧相连的，支撑着你。
The hub is Jesus Christ, who He is as the Son of God, as God, as all everything He is, and His death and resurrection on the cross.
所以中心的要点讲的就是耶稣基督作为神儿子的身份，然后呢，在十字架上的受死、复活之后带来的这个永生，这是他的中心的要点。
But sometimes people, they come and they hear all about God and they hear about one spoke or another spoke, but they don't hear about the hub.
可是呢，教会里面有时候来了之后，你听到这个样的教导，那样的谈论，谈来谈去却始终聚焦不到这个中心的那个要点，那个轴子上。
You know, and they learn about that hub and this, I mean, this spoke and that spoke, and they think that they're Christians because they don't understand, because it's not explained to them.
他可能学到说这样一个真理、那样一个教导，就好像那个这一根车条那一根车条一样，心中觉得好像自己已经是基督徒了，觉得已经明白了。
I had a conversation with somebody once.
有一次呢，我和有一次和人有个交谈。
About becoming a Christian.
就是谈的就是怎样成为一个基督徒。
About getting baptized.
谈的是我怎样去受洗。
Someone who was getting baptized.
那个人呢就要受洗了。
They were getting baptized. It was all arranged.
都已经安排好了。
All arranged.
就所有的这些程序都已经安排好了。
And then I asked, okay, well, let's talk about this. And I sat down very casually. Who is Jesus?
那我就很随便地给他问了他，我说谈一谈这个你受洗的内容。我说耶稣是谁啊？
She had no idea.
那个人呢？一无所知的
意思。Absolutely no idea who Jesus was, but she thought she was a Christian.
对耶稣是什么人，她呢是一无所知。可是她觉得自己如果受洗，就成了基督徒了。
I asked her about the cross. What does the cross mean?
然后我又问她这个十字架的代表的是什么意思。
The resurrection.
说耶稣的复活又是什么意思？
Never even understood what the resurrection was. Never heard of it.
他从来都没有听说过还有耶稣复活这回事。
The cross was a wooden symbol. She didn't know that Jesus hung on the cross from the body.
十字架是用木头做的，那个要受洗的姐妹，那个姐妹呢，从来没有了解到说耶稣是就是在那上面被钉死过的。
You know, I'm sorry, because I was really confused because here's somebody getting baptized, believes they're a Christian, never understood who Jesus was, doesn't even know that Jesus hung on the cross, didn't ever hear about Jesus being raised from the dead, and yet she's getting baptized and fully believes that she's a Christian. Why?
So, 这一个是就要受洗了，然后都准备好了，却从来没有听说过耶稣是谁，还有他曾经受过死，而且有过复活这些事情。觉得自己一下水从水里出来就已经就成了基督徒了。
You tell me.
所以你来告诉我。
Why?
怎么会有这件事情这样的事情发生呢？
You know, because she comes to church and she hears people talking about all these other things, but she never hears people talking about the hub.
因为是她来教会，教会里谈论这个，教导那个，从来不谈耶稣基督这个核心的真理。所以他自己感觉自己就要受洗成为基督徒。
In church for a year almost.
他当时来教会基本上就差不多来了整整一年。
Now the things that were being talked about by everybody were really important.
当然，他那个教会里面谈的那些东西、教导也都是很重要的事情。
But what's missing?
但是却缺少了那个最最重要的。
And I don't mean in the church, but what is missing from the message that a person can sit in a church for a whole year?
如果一个人来教会整整一年，却还听不到这样的一个，关于基督的这种核心的真理，教会的教导就有缺失。
People assume that everybody knows about Jesus' death and resurrection. We assume that it's too simple, and so we don't really talk about it.
教会有时候就是猜测、臆测说，来的人肯定都已经知道耶稣是谁，他的死和复活。
No.
这个道理太简单了，所以不用再讲了。
Now, I'm going to tell you what I think this is like.
So, 我想把我的这是我的一个想法。
You know, it's like taking the wheel and all of the spokes.
就好像是你把那个轮子拿过来，把里面那个各每一个轮条都拿过来。
And you know, I'm going to. The thing about China that's really interesting is, unlike America where we use duct tape, do you know duct tape?
当然，在美国的你要用粘一个东西或支撑一个东西。常常会用那个什么 duct tape， 就是那个胶带。
But in China, no, they use a different kind of tape.
中国不用那种胶带，用另外的。
It's great. You don't even need a toolbox.
那个胶带更好，连个工具都不用。
You can fix anything.
什么东西都能够去修补。
You know, it's that clear packing tape. You can fix anything.
那个透明胶带就是你包裹装用包裹用那种透明胶带。
That's great.
很好用。
If you have a wagon wheel and there's all these spokes and people don't see the hub is there, they just don't see it or hear about it. It's like taking all those spokes, putting it together and trying to wrap all of this clear tape around it and hoping that it will hold together.
就用那个轮子的比方就好像比好比说你把那个轮子外面那个轮圈对不对弄过来把每一个的条都插上用这个透明胶带粘的很稳固，确实，但是却缺少了中间那个轴，如果就没有的话。
I mean, it looks like a wheel, but then you travel a little bit a while, put a little bit of weight on it, the wagon is going down, it hits a bump, and then the whole thing falls apart.
看起来像是一个轮子，但是呢，你假如想要它来走行一段路程的话，你走不远，这个轮子就会散掉。
What am I trying to say?
我打这个比方要讲的这个重点是什么
？We got to talk about Jesus' death and resurrection all the time.
我们必须随时随刻常常的来讲论耶稣他的受死，他的复活。
Everything has to be connected to the cross.
教会所有的教导都必须和这样一个核心的真理有一个联系。
Never assume that people know.
我们不要说看着人家来教会。就自动的去猜测他肯定已经懂了这样的一个真理。
That's what it means to love the world.
这个真理呢，实际上也就是怎样去爱世人，它的内涵就是这个真理。
Now, I want you to look at Jesus' example.
那主耶稣的榜样是这样的。
He meets this lady.
他在一个井边碰到这样一个撒玛利亚的妇人。
And Jesus loves her without the values of the world.
主呢爱他这个人，他也是世人当中的一员。但主耶稣这个爱里面不包含世俗的那种价值观的成分。
And I assume without lust.
主耶稣没有内心的那种私欲。
But when you look at the background of this passage, what you see is he loves this woman without the pride that all of his fellow Jews have.
主耶稣在爱这个撒玛利亚妇人的时候呢，他的心里面没有一点任何的那种犹太人心里面所有的那种骄傲。
You know, the first thing we see is a woman of Samaria. She's a woman.
你看我们这里的说是有一个撒玛利亚的是个妇人。
In the ancient days, a woman was nothing.
过去的时候妇人价值这个地位很低。
She had no name.
因为没有名字。
Goes through her whole life, and she's the daughter of her father, the wife of her husband, and then the mother of her son, but she's never a person.
她可能在她的家庭里面是她父亲的女儿她这个老公的妻子儿子的母亲但她本人却是一个无名无姓的人
So at that time, men were so much superior to women, they didn't talk to them.
男人的地位高所以呢就和女人呢就甚至都不愿意和他们直接的交谈
The pride of men.
这里我们就看到人的男人的这种骄傲
Number two, she's Samaritan.
而且她还是个撒玛利亚。
There's racial pride.
这里就有那种种族的这种之间的这种虚荣和骄傲。
The Samaritans were related to the Jews.
虽然和犹太族有血肉有这个有这个关系有关联。
But they had mixed blood.
但他们是一种混血的一个民族一个族群。
You know, it's sort of like you take a white person and they marry. African American black people, and then you have their children. That's the kind of thing that a Samaritan was.
有点像好像是白人如果和非裔的人结婚通婚生下的这个后代呢，他的血液里面是一种这种混血的这样的成分。
And Jews looked down on them so much they never even traveled through Samaria. They always traveled around Samaria to go from Galilee to Judea.
犹太民族的人呢，瞧不起这个族群。所以甚至都不愿意从他境内经过而是呢从通常就是绕过他们
But Jesus, he puts aside the pride which is the worldly values of his own culture
但是主耶稣这里就抛弃他所属的这个种族的那种世俗的这种观念
And he's willing to talk to her as an equal and take from her
他愿意用一个平等的身份和这个撒玛利亚的妇人来交谈
and talk to a Samaritan
和一个撒玛利亚人交谈
which none of the other Jews would do because the Jews, how do you say, 看不起
看不起
what?
轻视的
yeah, no, none of the others but Jesus, he sets that aside look at what it says okay,
其他人看不起但是耶稣到底怎么说
the question the woman asked there's a woman from Samaria she came to get water she's at noon
她来打水当时是午正
All the other women are coming at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock in the morning, but she has to come.
其他那些村里的女人呢，都是早晨一大早来打水，那么只有她这个中午的时候来。
And when Jesus asked her for a drink, he says, "How is it that you, who are a Jew who don't talk to us, ask me for a drink, a woman of Samaria?" See, she's surprised because he's not functioning from worldly values.
所以呢，耶稣向她要水喝的时候，这个女人怎么说？她说：“你既是犹太人。”怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水？这个女人呢是很诧异的，就她这个诧异的态度，是因为她讲这个话是从一种世俗的价值观念里说出来的。
She's surprised because he's not functioning from the pride of his own culture.
因为她也是从她这个本民族的这种偏见意识当中来谈论这个事情。
And then what happens is you see Jesus loves her even though she's a woman caught in sin.Caught in poverty and full of pain.
但是呢，虽然这个妇人是一个贫穷、有罪，而且有各种各样的伤痛的一个人，耶稣对她的爱心却是一点都没有减少。
Jesus asked her, "Go call your husband."
耶稣说，你去把你的丈夫叫过来。
And she says, "I have no husband."
这个女人说我没有丈夫。
Okay, we'll keep it simple. Jesus, I have no husband.
但是她没有一个丈夫。
I'm not going to tell you anything else. I just have no husband.
别的事情我不愿意讲，我只说我没有丈夫。
I don't want you to know. I don't have a husband.
我至于为什么没有丈夫这个事情，我不想让你知道。
But you know Jesus is God.
但耶稣他是神。
So what he says to her, you're right to say that you have no husband.
然后你看这里，约翰四章十八节说，你说没有丈夫是不错的。
You had
five. 你已经有过五个丈夫。
Can you imagine five husbands?
五个丈夫。
Not divorced once and remarried.
不是说离了婚，然后又和另外一个结了婚。
Not divorced twice and remarried.
不是说两次离婚再结婚。
Five.
而是五个五次。
And the man that you're living with isn't even your husband. You're just living with this man.
现在还和一个男人在一起同居，但这个人还不是他的丈夫。
And we look at it, and the most obvious thing is, oh, she's a sinful woman that loves to be very, how do you say, promiscuous.
就是比较淫乱的那种。就是我们一读到这个事情，马上脑子里对她这个印象就是这是一个生活非常混乱、淫乱的一个女人。
That may be true.
这也可能是很真实的。
It is true.
啊，是不错。
But in that day, divorce was really, really easy.Very common.
在当时，离婚是非常容易的事情。
You know, and if a woman marries a man, and he has to marry a man because she can't live otherwise, there's no way that she has money on her own.
当时女人必须要有嫁人，要不然她自己没办法独立的生活。
And he's not, she's not quite happy with her. She's like trash. He throws her out.
如果她的丈夫不喜欢她，就可以随便把她当成一个废物去废掉。
But she has no money to support herself, so she finds another man.
因为她自己没有这种独立生活的这种经济能力呢，她必须还要再找一个男人结婚。
And he uses her for a little while, and then throws her out like trash.
第二个男人可能就会，然后利用她一段时间之后，又把她给抛弃。
How she feel?
这个时候，这个女的心中会有什么感受？
Then there's another husband, and he throws her out like trash, and another husband throws her out like trash. What's going on in her heart?
第三个、第四个，同样的事情，这个时候女人的心中是什么样的感受
？She's been treated like trash her whole life.
整个的一生，她被人都像是被作为一种垃圾来对待，没有什么价值。
And so she's obviously really poor.
而且很明显的，这是一个很贫穷的一个妇人。
And so I think Jesus comes. He sees this woman. Her life is full of sin.She's very, very poor from divorce after divorce after divorce after divorce, and I think she's full of pain.
我想耶稣见到这位妇人的时候，看到的是一个非常贫穷，而且呢，因为一而再、再而三的离婚，变得心里面充满了这种伤痛的一个人。
And in the values of Jesus' culture, the world.
如果是按照犹太人。或者世俗的那种种族观念来讲
，You stay away from women like that.
这个女人你是不能和她在一起。
In fact, you stay away from people like that.
和她相似的那些人，你都不能和他们打交道。
What's Jesus doing here, in my opinion, in regard to the worldly values?
所以耶稣在这里和撒玛利亚有这样一个互动，他等于是对这个俗世的这种价值观呢，做了一个完全的否定。
The worldly values of lust.Greed and pride are not part of what he's doing. He's left those behind, and he comes and he loves her.
世俗的这些肉体的情欲、眼目的私欲、今生的骄傲，主耶稣把他们完全的抛弃，他单纯的带着一个爱心来对待这个撒玛利亚妇人。
And do you know that around us there are lots of people that are in sin, maybe in poverty, but are in pain.Let's say sin and pain.
那也就在我们生活的周围，也有很多像这样的，活在罪恶、活在贫穷当中的人。
And you know, in our culture, tells us to stay away from those people.
我们这个文化的观念，就是给我们说，这些人呢要远离他们。
Or maybe they're just uneducated.
也许是因为他们这个没有受过什么教育。
You know, there's all kinds of reasons, but you know, Jesus is showing us, let's set aside the worldly values and go out and love people.
那耶稣的在这里的榜样是说，把这些俗世的这种价值观念放下， 然后呢去爱这些这些人。
And my last point is that Jesus is always focused on his identity.
我想最后要讲的一点呢，就是耶稣基督呢，在教导的时候，他非常注重在他自己的那个身份这个要点上面。
You go through the Gospels, you go through the Book of Acts.
福音书也好，或者是使徒行传里面也好。
The message is always the same. Who is Jesus? Why did he die on the cross?
里面那个信息呢，一直都是集中在基督是谁，是什么人，然后他在十字架上的受死。
And so even in this little chapter, you see everything's focused on Jesus.
即使在约翰福音这一章里面呢，他的中心也是聚焦在耶稣的身份上面。
You know, they get to this place in their conversation, and she says, well, I know there's this Messiah coming, and then Jesus turns around and says, I'm the Messiah. So what's happening? We're focused on who Jesus is as the Christ.
就在他们两个对话当中，这个妇人呢，在四章二十九节说，在这一章里面，这个妇人说到，我知道弥赛亚，也就是呢，称为基督的要来。之后，基督，耶稣就对他说，这和你说话的就是他，集中的又是耶稣他的身份。
And when she goes away to tell people, she's focused on who is Jesus. She goes to the people in the village and she says, come see a man. Can this be the Christ?
妇人回去叫他们村里的人说是你们来看莫非这就是基督吗又是集中在基督的上面。那些人的回答现在我们信知道这真的是救世主。
And after two or three days of listening to Jesus' teaching, their focus is, he's the savior of the world.
所以呢耶稣在这个村庄里面教导他们两三天之后，这些人就信了，说耶稣是救世主。
And this is fully in line with what John says is the reason he even wrote the book.
那这就是约翰写这个福音的他的中心的思想，或者是相一致的。
You probably wonder why is this so important to me?
这讲着为什么我反复的来强调这些要点的重要性呢？
See, it says here, they're written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.
因为约翰就在二十章三十一节说，他写这本书的目的，说记这些事呢，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
And throughout the book, Jesus keeps talking about if I be lifted up, I be lifted up. He's always talking about his cross.
整本书里面，基督不断地提到他要被举起来。要上十字架这个事情。
Why is this important to me?
重要性在哪里？
The first time I was a pastor was in a Korean church for 4 years.
那我第一刚开始做牧师的时候是在一家韩国人的教会做了四年。
And that church grew and grew and grew.
增长很快。
The English ministry in 4 years went from 30 to 100.
英文事工呢，一年当中，四年当中，从三十个人一下增长了一百多人。
And everybody came, and I had one message.
每一次大家聚到一起的时候，我讲的都是同样的一个信息。
And I thought that that message was what was helping the church to grow.
我当时以为可能是因为我讲那个信息讲得好，所以这个教会增长这么快。
So the one message, God's grace.
我讲这个信息呢，集中在神的恩典上面。
And so anywhere I looked in the Bible, I would say, "Here's God's grace. Here's God's grace. Here's God's grace."
查经的时候。我到处看的都是说，这里讲的是神的恩典，这里讲的也同样是神的恩典。
And I thought it was great.
我觉得这很好。
And then about a year after I left, I met with the new pastor, and he asked me, Paul, what did you mean by grace?
然后呢，我离开那个教会一年之后呢，新来的那个牧师有一次就直接问我，他说，你讲这个恩典这个词什么意思？
He said, that's all you talked about.
所以你整天就是讲这个恩典。
You know, grace is great. It's important.
恩典当然很好，也很重要。
But then God started to speak to me.
但是呢，神又就接着对我说话。
So he doesn't talk to me a lot, but I could hear him.
虽然神对我讲话不那么多，但每次我都能听得见他对我说话。
And it kind of slowly became, you forgot the most important thing.
那就提醒我说，我实际上把一个最重要的一个真理呢给忽略了。
And this deep, deep conviction came upon me from the Holy Spirit.
从圣灵那里来的这一个，我心里面有一个非常深的一种感受，被他折服。
4 years in a fast-growing church.
在这个教会快速增长的四年当中。
And what Jesus says is, you didn't talk about me and you didn't talk about my cross.
主对我说，你没有一次讲过我是谁，还有我的十字架。
I believed in who Jesus was and I believed in the cross.
我信，当时我肯定是信耶稣的，我信他，知道他是谁，而且我也信他的十字架。
I thought everybody else understood what those things were.
我当时觉得可能教会每另外所有的人也都明白这些道理。
But God started saying to me, you talked about this grace all the time, but you never talked about me, and you never talked about the cross.
但是神好像对我说，你虽然谈我的恩典谈的那么多，却从来没有直接集中的讲我耶稣是谁，而且我的十字架的意思。
And then I came across that verse from Paul.
接着呢，我就看到保罗的这样一句话。
I'm determined to know nothing among you except for Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Paul said it's the only thing he really cares about is Jesus and His cross.
他说，我定义在你们当中不知道别的，什么我都不知道，我单知道基督和他的十字架这样一个真理。
The hub.
他所说的就是我们刚才说那个车轮中间的那个轴心。
So I hope that in this year.
我盼望在我们新的一年里面。
We develop a passion to tell people about Jesus and the cross.
我们能够慢慢有这样一个热心。告诉身边的人，告诉他们基督是谁，还有他十字架的含义。
God, He loved the world by sending His Son and giving His Son. We love the world by telling people about His Son, and the cross.
神爱世人的方式，就是把他的儿子拆给他们。我们同样作为基督的门徒，爱世人的方式，也是说向他们讲明耶稣。和他十字架的真理，这也是我们怎样去爱世人的方式。
Yeah, I'm determined to know nothing.
在你们当中，我定义就是我下定决心，别的我都不知道。
Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
只有知道耶稣基督和他的十字架。
Let me pray.
我们一起来祷告。
God Almighty.
全能的父神上帝。
I do pray, Father God.
我愿意在这里衷心的来祈祷祈求你。
When we focus on other things besides you,
如果我们注意力集中在了除你以外别的任何一个东西的上面，
we pray that you'll help Jesus and Him crucified be the center of our lives.
帮助我们再一次意识到耶稣基督和他在十字架上被钉为我们受死这样一个真理重新又回到我们当中。
And may the gospel go out.
也是求你让你的福音从我们当中被传扬给传扬出去。
In Jesus' name we pray.
你求是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.